Hello, it's Lisa and Pete with a catch-up.
After the terror-related arrests in Sydney on the weekend, airports around Australia are beefing up security and causing long delays. We crossed to Channel 7's Monique Dirks at Perth Airport to find out how it could affect you.
Malcolm Turnbull's in the West at the moment. Sarah Martin from the West, as in the newspaper, has been on tour throughout Perth with him and gave us details on what he's been up to.
And it's total toasty weather in Perth tonight. Chef Darren Purchase shared some of his favourites from his new book, Chefs Eat Toasties Too.
New trend IT. Big enough to handle all your business IT support needs. Small enough to care. Search New Trend IT. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
Now, Lisa, I'm sure you've heard, as most people probably heard by now, we saw reports that there was a huge investigation going out through Sydney over the last 24 hours.
This is as serious as it gets.
And since then, four Lebanese Australians, two fathers and two sons, remain in custody as police investigate an alleged terror plot to bring down an international flight from Sydney to Dubai. Now, of course, this has repercussions with domestic flights right across the country, which is why they're upping security everywhere, including at Perth Airport. And for more on this, we're joined by Monique Dirks from Channel 7. Hello, Monique. What can you tell us?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Look, it's a little bit slow at this point. We've had reports of people waiting a little bit of extra time to get through the check-in desk. But apart from that, it's working pretty smoothly at the moment. But when people get to the airport, they are being asked to get here 2 hours early for a domestic flight, 3 hours early for a international flight. And when they do get here, they're going to notice some black boots that have been set up at the front of most of the airline's check-in counters. So they look like a couple of black partitions, and behind those partitions is actually the first point of security checkpoint that you're going to come across. So even before you've checked your bags in, random people from the line are being pulled out and are actually having their bags manually searched before they're checking in. So that's definitely something new, definitely something we haven't seen before. But, you know, the security here at Perth Airport, they're not taking any chances.
I think you'd be hard-pressed to argue with erring on the side of caution. Monique, we saw a photo of everyone kind of lined up as the dogs went around too and sniffed everybody.
Yeah, definitely. There's been a huge increase in the Australian Federal Police presence here and sniffer dogs going through most of the lines at this stage. We've seen big groups there. Normally we see the AFP once or twice, you know, an hour or something, do a bit of a patrol in pairs, but we're seeing quite large groups of authorities walking around. So they're definitely, their presence is being felt here. We've seen them out in the car parks as well, checking cars over, which is something different. But yeah, definitely an increased presence, but everything's going pretty smoothly, as I said. People haven't been waiting too long to get through check-in, but as you say, no one's really complaining because it's for their own safety.
Well, that's good to hear, because sometimes we can be a little whiny and impatient when these things happen. Any idea of how long this increased of increased security, and especially that 3 hours for the international and 2 hours for a domestic flight sort of rule may continue?
Well, the government said that it could be in place for weeks or even years, just depending on how this all unfolds in the coming days and weeks, I suppose. But, I mean, it's looking like the way we're travelling for the foreseeable future is going to change in this changing world.
Yes.
And it could just become the norm now that it's 2 hours for a domestic flight, 3 hours for international.
All right, Monique. I'm sure we'll see all the information and more pictures tonight on 7 News from 6. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Monique.
The only radio station to have this man live as he's in town, Malcolm Turnbull, addressing questions about the GST.
Now, what I'm trying to do as Prime Minister of Australia, of all of Australia, is make sure that we get a fair deal for the West and persuade the other jurisdictions, the other states and territories, that the GST has to be seen to be fair everywhere. It's got to pass the pub test everywhere. It's got to pass
nationwide.
The pub test in Hobart,
yeah.
In Sydney, in Brisbane, in Perth, in Mandurah, in Broome. It's got to pass the pub test everywhere. And at the moment, as you know, I believe it does not.
Just counting how many times he says pass the pub test.
To work out what that was.
I have a feeling it's
And whether you'd added them or...
On the fly, Lise. I have a feeling it's his new catchphrase for while he's in town. In fact, someone who can tell us is Sarah Martin from the West, who's been following him around today. So has that been it? Has he passed the pub test today, Sarah?
Well, look, he was at a pub last night, and he was pretty clear that it didn't pass the pub test last night. I don't know if he can go to every pub in Australia to see whether whatever he comes up with passes the various states' pub tests. But look, he's on a winner with that one, so that's for sure. Saving us all to drink.
Okay, first question, of course, did he have a chicken parmigiana last night?
Look, I don't know if the palmy was on special last night. I'm not sure if he did. He did have a pie for breakfast. He stopped on the way to the Swanview High School where we were this morning and bought a pie. I'm not sure where the pie shop was, but I think in the seat of Hasluck, which is held by Ken Wyatt, a very marginal seat that the government is very much hoping that they can hang on to at the next election.
All right.
Well, that's been the biggest issue, you know. I mean, we saw in the newspaper over the weekend as well saying that there was a poll that had came out recently that if an election was called over the next sort of 6 months or so, Western Australia would be the reason why he'd get kicked out of office.
Yeah, that's right. So obviously the government holds 11 of WA's 16 seats. The poll that was published in the Sunday Times over the weekend suggested the government could lose four of those. Now, they've got a one-seat majority in Canberra, so if they did lose those four seats then everything else held, then that would be enough for them to lose government. Now, you know, the Prime Minister's obviously talking about the GST today. He was suggesting that he needs to keep the other states happy as well. I mean, I think from the government and indeed Labor's perspective, if they can pick up those seats here, do they do that and at the same time make other states angry and lose seats in those states in their place? So it's obviously a bit of a juggling act for the Prime Minister to try and pull off as he tries to win back voters over in the West. And of course, he's here all week trying to do that. And he's been asked about the GST everywhere he goes.
Right. Now, pies and palmies aside, he's now in Mandurah. You've headed down there. I hope the weather hasn't followed you. He's going to be thinking, I thought it was nice in the West. What's on the agenda for this evening?
Today he caught a train down to Mandurah, actually. Mm-hmm. He caught the Mandurah line from Elizabeth Quay. There were sort of mostly the commuters were looking a bit bemused and, you know, quite a few didn't know that it was the Prime Minister. So anyway, that was interesting. Tonight, I believe he's doing a dinner with Cabinet. It's a private dinner. Media is not invited, unfortunately. I'm sure the food will be good.
Yeah.
So he's doing, I think that's a fundraiser of this evening. The Cabinet is sitting in Perth tomorrow, so we will see what's on the agenda tomorrow. We take it as it comes. Don't get much notice as to where he's off to next.
When you're on the train, do you see people sort of pretending they're on their mobile phone and taking sneaky little pics?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
There's
a lot of sly action. I mean, the Prime Minister is probably the most adept at taking selfies of any politician.
Wow.
And he's got no patience for it. He just says, give me a phone, I'll do it, I'll take the selfie. I've done this before. I've got a long arm. He was telling the students down at Mandurah that he had Inspector Gadget arms, and I don't think they had any idea what he was talking about.
Now, Sarah, how much of... I have often thought that whenever leaders come over or, you know, they're doing the rounds or whatnot, a lot of it is stage managed. From your point of view, how much of his visit has been stage managed so far?
Look, you know, it's always
unpredictable. To be, I guess, to an extent.
You never know who you're going to get on the train. You never know, you know, what he's going to be asked about. So I guess, you know, they do leave themselves a little bit open to random strangers coming up to them and having a crack. Mm-hmm. You know, in that sense, it's a bit like an election campaign. It feels a bit like you're on the hustings. Mm-hmm. But most of the events, I mean, obviously they go to the schools and most of that sort of stuff is all pretty well organised in advance. So a little bit of unpredictability, which is always fun for journalists, but and not so much fun for their advisors.
Yes.
So.
Well, the trip this week's going to take him to Albany and to Broome. So it's a real whole state thing. And you're going to be with him every step of the way?
Yep, that's right. So heading down to Albany and Buxton and then up to the north of the state where hopefully the weather's a bit better.
Gee, it's a shame you're not going to Walpole. We know a classic character down there.
Gary.
Gary
Walpole.
Sarah doesn't know who we're talking about.
No, I have been to Walpole.
You have been to Walpole. So wonder you didn't meet Gary. Anyway, good luck with the week. Pace yourself and we'll chat again.
Sure thing. No problem.
Thanks, Sarah. See ya.
Take it easy. Bye.
Darren Purchase is a chef and author of a book we'd all want in the rack on a night like this. Mm. Does chefs eat toasties too, Darren?
Posties yes, are one of do. The best things in the world. And so the scope is endless.
Everyone loves toasties. So whenever I bring up the word, everyone wants to tell me what they put in their toasties and they're very excited. But I just wanted to let you guys know that, you know, we eat toasties too as chefs. Great for any time of day or night. So, you know, when I'm getting home from the kitchen late at night, I put a toastie on, but really I just wanted to give you some ideas to help you lift your own toastie game.
And that's why we're talking to you in particular, because you've released this book called Chef's Eat Toasties 2.
Yeah.
50 creations in this. Who would have thought there were 50 combinations of different types of toasties?
Do you know what? There's so many more. I couldn't fit them all in, but I've chosen my top 50. So I've kind of got a section in there that's Jaffel. We all know Jaffel. We all know that. Really hot fillings, things like baked beans.
Baked beans, I know, I've done myself some injuries with baked beans and a Jaffel maker.
There is. There's also a pan section, so kind of cooking a toastie in a fry pan, which is a great one. A sandwich press is in there, so that's great. And then, of course, because I'm known for desserts and cakes, that's my profession, and toasted sandwiches is my obsession, I've got a sweet section in there. So
well, if it's good enough for pizza, it's good enough for a sammy. Exactly. Yeah.
There's some sweet toasties in there. So there's something for everyone, and hopefully you can have a rummage through the fridge, see what you got left over, and kind of pair it with one of my creations and come up with your own classic for years to come.
Well, the book is beautiful. It even feels like toast on the front, which is really nice. And I like to just sort of do the close my eyes and open to a page. And the one I opened to was gorgonzola, pumpkin, maple cured bacon, and caramelized onion. Tick, 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 tick. Yeah.
Thank you. So, I mean, a little bit about that one. There's a caramelized onion recipe there, which I've used throughout the book. It's absolutely fantastic. So just whack them in the microwave with a bit of chili, and 10 minutes later you've got like this jammy caramelized goodness.
Oh, I'll try that, because I do caramelized onions a lot. I love them.
Yeah, exactly. So give them a go in the microwave.
Oh, I will.
Pyrex dish, and that one's really great. And a drizzle with maple. So a lot of the recipes are also blending sweet and savory, so you know, you've got the sweetness there. There's a really great one with cheese, prosciutto and sliced strawberry, and when it comes out the sandwich toaster, you just drizzle with honey. So
wow. Darren, solve this for us. What is the best cheese for putting into a toasted sandwich?
You know what, that's a very good question, because with toasties all the ingredients need to be absolutely spot on. So I've actually got a section in the back that's all the different cheeses that you could possibly think of, and their different melting qualities. But I would have to say that I do like a Gruyere cheese, but I think the secret is to mix cheeses. So if you mix a Gruyere with a Monterey Jack, which is really sort of stretchy, and the Gruyere's got great flavour, and then you could possibly even mix in some Parmesan, some mozzarella for just a different dimension of flavour. Oh, a God. Mix of cheese will be the best one for your toastie.
Oh, my God. You know, there's a lot of cookbooks on the market, but this is my favourite one of the year, Darren. This is fantastic.
Thank you.
Chefs Eat Toasties too. Go out, get it, and enjoy yourself some
your
real serious, amazing toasties. Darren Purchase, an absolute pleasure, mate. Thank you for joining us.
Pleasure, guys.
Thanks,
enjoy.
Darren.
Get your toast on.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. From proactive monitoring of your systems and the most advanced cybersecurity management, search New Trend IT. Open from 6 a.m. They're ready when you are.